Hello and welcome to Comp.
Hello.
Hello, Lucy.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Well, it's a tough day. It's a complicated day in America where we live because it's kind of like the day Ronald McDonald died, God forbid.
Did he die?
Well, you know, no one lives forever.
Yeah, that's true. Right?
The day Reagan was shot by Twiggy Ramirez from the Marilyn Manson band. The day that Black Monday, right? The big stock thing. I don't know.
Yeah. Market crash.
The juice is loose.
Pearl Harbor.
This is like Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
O.J. Simpson has died, which I put on the level of Pearl Harbor. The day when we were sneak attacked, supposedly. The Japanese got a little sneak attack is the story, right? We're still sticking with that. They tricked us. O.J. tricked us into falling in love. O.J. Simpson, dead at, what was he? Help me out here.
76?
76 years young. He looked great, I think. Had a lively smile. Most famous for being accused of murdering his wife and her boyfriend, ex-wife and her boyfriend, in a famous trial where he went around in a Bronco, had a lot of fun with that. Threatened to, maybe that's where I learned my moves. Threatened to, basically had a gun to his head the whole time. And people are still mad about this. They got away with it. He got acquitted, whatever. I was reading some of these comments. People seem, murderer dead. A murderer is dead. Which just seems, I think he did it, right?
Yeah.
The evidence points to it. But it just seems odd that people can't, according to her, think about what a jury saw. Here's the thing. Yeah, there's a lot of physical evidence, and there's a lot of shenanigans. If there's a trial for me, if I'm a prosecutor, and I'm sitting there telling them, hey, look, this guy murdered his wife, and then the lead detective, when was asked to be planted evidence, goes, I plead the fifth. I would hope he doesn't get convicted. How does a guy get, maybe a mistrial?
Didn't they also ask him, if he was, a member of the Ku Klux Klan or something?
I don't think it's during that, but it's the earlier part, maybe, yeah. But they literally, you're going to answer nothing to any of my questions? He goes, yeah. I go, did you plant any evidence? I plead the fifth. maybe do a mistrial at that point. Yeah. I don't know. But that's the guy that has the chance
to answer.
We trapped him. You can't trap a clean cop on a stand like that. You plant any evidence? No, sir. That's what a clean cop says.
Wasn't there also
a cop with no legal encumbrances?
There was also a cop who brought some bloody shoes home with him or something.
Right. That wasn't even him.
Yeah, that was another cop.
The LA cops were running a wild, fun and wild time for themselves in the 80s and 90s. Just really just setting new frameworks for how cops operate, I guess. A lot of people think cops, stop crime. And you're like, no, we got a whole new thing going on. Check this out.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of shenanigans.
A lot of misconduct.
But seriously, the glove didn't fit.
And they had to acquit.
I get there's things they did there. How do you expect this guy not to get convicted? To get convicted in that trial? That's the crazy thing. Yeah, we can watch all the people. We can watch all the TV shows by the people who made American Horror Story that we want, even though it was very good. People vs. O.J. Simpson was a great show. And all the ESPN 30 for 30s, wherever they are. It doesn't matter. Don't ever convict anyone if the lead cop is won't say no to, did you plant evidence? It's just the lowest bar you have for the cops. The lowest bar a judge can have. Or jury can have for the cops in a murder trial is, did you plant evidence? No, I did not. It's not that hard. It shouldn't be that hard to answer that. I don't know why people are so mad. I don't think it's as simple as racism. People want to blame racism. I just feel like people just don't get how herky-jerky the whole thing is.
Yeah,
life, the country, the world, the people who run the world.
Yeah, well, like the LA cops have like a bad record of yeah, racial profiling. And stuff
sure,
like that. At that point in history, it's like, but I don't necessarily think like the people who are like who were freaking out about him not being found guilty.
Yeah,
I don't think they were being racist, but like. They didn't totally understand like the whole thread.
Yeah, I don't think they were being racist because they wanted him convicted.
Yeah,
I just don't know if they understand that it's very possible a racist cop gang was trying. I mean, that's the thing. I do think he did it.
I don't even know if the cops were necessarily being racist.
What
in that
is
case.
The answer? I mean, because we know facts.
Yeah,
we know that they were like the cops were racist, whether or not they were using their racism on the case.
Right,
and we think he did it. So what happened there?
They got a little too used to the luxuries of racism, I think.
Yeah.
Like, it's, you know, they just kind of like, they played fast and loose with a guy who actually had money.
There's that scene in Primer, or there's a really obscure reference, but screw it, it's a great low-budget sci-fi film, where they're scrounging for parts, and then at one point, the wife got a brand new fridge, like, two scenes earlier, and he starts ripping the cords out to, like, build his machine, and they're like, wait, hold us up, this is not saving us money! And I feel the same way about them with their racism, where it's like at a certain point, they were like planting evidence, like, no, he really did it.
Yeah.
We don't have to frame him. It just seems, yeah, like it just seems like people stop remembering how to do the job properly.
Right.
Because they were so corrupt, in a general sense. Which is, you know, like that happens. Sometimes, you know, you find a new lover, you move to a new state. You find a new drug, a new genre of music that you're into, and you just can't. 6 months go by, and you're bleeding, and things are just it's a whirlwind. It's really you have to you know it's good to do that once in a while to get to get you know lose some blood weight, but you know and to maybe you know just kind of forget some things permanently. But you gotta move on. I mean, these cops just—they stayed too long at the party. The LA cops.
Mm-hmm.
They were just dancing all night. I mean, they were probably just partying at like, I don't know, not gay bars, but like those kind of bars, like Madonna bars, like early '90s, like pop bars. Where like, I mean, you're hanging out in the Viper Room, maybe.
Oh yeah.
I don't think they would let them into the Viper Room. But like those like dance party bars. But I don't know if they still exist the same way. As in the '80s, whereas everyone's just like the discotheques turned into them.
you think cops were waiting online to get into those?
Why steal? I imagine the whole thing. I think there was a lot of it was like overlaps with the Shield and the real version of that. Right? I'm not saying these guys.
Cops always have their own bars. Like they have cop bars.
Those are cops who aren't on the take per se, or that's like, or it's for the ones who do deals in. But I mean, no. I think when you start getting the real, you know, you start teaming up with drug dealers and stuff like that, which I'm not saying easy, you know, but when you start getting corrupt, yeah, because you want to go to bars and dance to Madonna,
right?
What's wrong with that? Mark Furman's just fucking, you know, he's got his shirt off, and he's just like a prayer. Do, do, do. And he forgets he left like OJ's like shoes in his fucking trunk. Like, oh fuck, we're ruined.
So do you think our cops get corrupt because they want to go to Broadway shows?
Sure. If you don't think that the NYPD, has, you know, I don't want to be assassinated in the streets. So I'll just say this. If you don't think they've seen Avenue Q multiple times, you're crazy. Okay? They love Avenue. Or what's the other one? What's the big one people love? Jersey Boys. They've got every piece of merch, and like their wife goes to dinner wearing a Jersey Boys T-shirt.
Every time Josh Groban comes out on stage to auction out off a prop
for
his charity, they get that prop. They get the barber's blade.
We were at Sweeney Todd, and Josh Groban starts auctioning off the razor. And then people, you know, these people with money and like people, it was getting $10,000-$20,000, right?
Yeah.
I'm not saying like people with money. Like I know like the you know the British monarchy is inbred and like a lot of people with money are weird, but like they just seem like schlubs. These people, there's too many people with $20,000 to throw at a razor a prop razor in this country.
Yeah.
That, like, don't even look. They just look like, it's not even like they're slobs or like they're not dressed like formally. They're just dressed like they're wearing Costco clothes. And that's how you get rich. Well, then it's not worth it. All right. I don't know. You should, if you got 20K to throw with a prop, you should have something.
Yeah.
Like what's a, like a fashion square. It's not a fashion plate thing. Like a pocket square. Yeah.
A well fitted blazer.
A well fitted blazer. A cage around your head. like a bird cage that's refashioned into a helmet.
Ooh.
Also, yeah. If I was rich, I would dress very eccentrically.
That's true. Yeah. Like all of these like futuristic stories always like portray rich people as getting more and more kind of outlandishly fashionable.
Right.
That would be awesome.
But the real thing is just Jeff Bezos or his weird wife. Yeah. His girl, whatever she is. You see that this cat woman? Why are all these women in the 40s like stop with the plastic? I don't know. I mean, I'm not even against people, but why does it always look cat-like? It just seems odd that, like, at a certain point when you're perfecting the human face, if that's your job, it always becomes a cat.
Mm.
There's something in our DNA that, like, the men who fix women turn them into cats. Well, go look up Bezos' girlfriend at the White House. You tell me she's not a cat. These women look like cats.
Look like cats.
Look at her.
Oh, yeah.
She's a cat.
It's a cute cat, but it's a cat.
No, it's not an ugly cat. She's an attractive cat. And he's like looking like, yeah, look at me. I got the goods. And it's like, this is odd. This is a very odd picture.
She has great tits.
Yeah, no, she's got great. Yeah, like I'm saying, not every angle looks like a cat.
But yeah, she looks
once
like
she got his money. I mean, I'm not saying she's a money grubber, but, you know, he gets in there, anything you want, baby. Well, I want to be a kitty cat.
You're right. It's always the same face. It's always the same, like, you know. They suck out all your cheek fat,
yeah,
and blow up your lips, and somehow you become a cat.
I don't want to be one of these people who acts like the rich people are less happy than us, right? Because it just seems like a thing they tell you.
Seems like a cope, yeah.
Right, but that being said, a guy like Jeff Bezos really like you would think it was you could buy a little class though, buy a little bit of, like not even class, just like not looking insecure. He looks like a little insecure baby. I know he's got a yacht that could buy China or whatever. His yacht owns China. I don't care.
Hmm.
At a certain point, I could be equally shamed by Jeff Bezos and the guy who, like, the guy who works at the deli, who dresses better than me. What's the difference? You might as well work at a deli. You have better kicks than I do. But OJ, I met Cato Kalin once.
Who's Cato Kalin? You know,
I was going to make a whole lie up, but you don't even know who Cato Kalin is.
Who is that?
You don't know Cato Kalin. Look up Cato Kalin. He's the guy who lived in OJ's house. Do you understand? This was like what do you know from your childhood? Lion King? This is Lion King to me. And not on purpose, but like this is a lot.
The OJ trial.
Yeah, Lion I know King these King. Characters better than I know the Lion King, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. I think I was a little too young for the OJ trial to really get ingrained in my head.
Sure.
Yeah. I wish I could have been around mentally for it.
For the murder?
For the trial.
What would you have done? Stop. I hope you wouldn't have gotten involved.
No, I don't think I would have gotten involved. But I would like to be part of that cultural
group. If you were in the situation where OJ or, quote-unquote, actual killer... like you're witnessing the murder, like in one of these stupid, like, you know, big movies that you love, these horror movies. What would you do to try to help Nicole? Is this wrong? I don't care.
Jesus. I guess I would, I mean, I'd do what anybody would do. I guess
Well, you're hiding in the closet.
Call some. Oh, you're in the closet.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I just, for some reason, I know this isn't rational. Right. I know that it's not a great idea for someone of my size to strategize this way.
Sure.
But for some reason, in emergency situations like that, I always imagine myself kind of jumping on the person's back.
He's a professional football player.
And squeezing their eyes.
He's like, what was he, 45, 50 at that point? Yeah, his eyes are...
But imagine if before he even knows I'm there, I'm on his back and I'm squeezing his eyes.
I could do that. Because, I mean, like... He could hurt me, you know, in that stage. But like, what's he going to do? Throw me over his back? Maybe. But you, yes. Don't try that. He'll throw you so hard that you won't, like, you'll think you're holding his eyes, and all of a sudden you're Yeah. You're in a wall.
He'll make quick work of me.
Yeah, don't. I was gonna say throw something to distract him and then run away and say goodbye, Nicole.
People don't get distracted that easily. This isn't they a do. Video. It's not an NPC in a video game.
I think they do get distracted. If you're in the middle of, like, you know, I'm gonna hurt you. I'm gonna kill, stab you. And
well,
you
hear, really, people go, who threw that? Because it clearly came from over there.
No, the idea is you throw the thing. No. If you break a window behind him, he's gonna look through the window first.
Mm.
He's not like a trained whatever.
And guy. That's when I jump on his back.
Sure. I mean, that's what you do. Yeah, that's fine.
I'm hoping in a lot of these situations, I'm also hoping, which this never happens, so I shouldn't hope for it, but I'm hoping that she maybe snaps out of it and we tag team them together.
Here's what you should have done.
But the reality, when you try to be a hero like that, nobody ever joins.
Here's what you
in.
Should have done. You might have saved your life. You pop out of the closet and go, hey, I'm a cop. All right? That's her first move. And you go, just get out of here. Yeah, you don't escalate. You don't try to like meet him on a physical violence level. You give it out. You go, just get out of here.
Stop that.
Yeah.
Yeah, cut it out.
I'm a cop.
Try to make it seem like you don't think it's that big of a deal, yeah. What's going on.
This
yeah.
is, oh, no one's been murdered yet, so.
Right.
It's relatively not that big a deal. I mean, once he's, you know, if you do it after the fact, I'm not sure. He's like, you're going to let me go? Yeah, I mean, that would be the move. Hey, I'm a cop! Try to practice it.
Hey, I'm a
no,
cop.
No, what did I just do?
Oh, hey, I'm a cop.
Yeah.
Cut it out.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Do you think...
yeah, I feel powerful when I do that.
Right?
Yeah.
Anyone can say they're a cop. I mean, it is illegal to do. I wonder if you go to jail for that. If it somehow came out, like, oh, well, it was a different time before she where this almost happened and Lucy pretended to be a cop. I go, oh, you did that? And you think they're going to, like, applaud you and they put you in jail for impersonating a cop?
I'm a cop. It's also maybe the least convincing way to identify yourself as a cop is to say, I'm a cop.
No.
You should say police.
I'm picturing, because you don't have a gun, right? No cop says anything without a gun. Cops sometimes don't even say anything. They just wave their gun around and shoot people. So, I mean, it's most important is a gun. So if you don't have the gun, you might as well just try to, like, oh, like, you, like saying it weird in my mind, it's almost like, did he already pull his gun out? Maybe I missed it. All right, he wouldn't see. I mean, like, you know, like, no one's like, please freeze. If he's freeze, then it's like, you know, well, where's the gun?
Right.
But you gotta give him a directive. You say, I'm a cop.
Hey, I'm a cop.
And then he's got to be like, well, maybe they're just at the, you know, they came from the gym.
Yeah. They were just, or maybe I'm part of the affair.
Yeah, maybe I'm a cop. I'm an off-duty cop who's cheating on wives.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm a cop cuck.
Why am I in the closet in the first place?
That's a good point. You were going
to
do the same
thing. I'm trying to sneak peeks.
Yeah, here's a peeping Tom.
Yeah. Wasn't there a second car chase with OJ? Like a reboot?
Second car chase. Look up OJ Simpson's second car chase. I don't know the second one. When would it have been?
I'm not sure. I thought that there was a second one. But
after,
I guess
after they acquitted him? Just chased him around town.
I guess not.
Right.
I could have sworn I remembered something like that, but maybe it's just a Mandela effect.
Yeah, maybe it was Lion King.
Yeah.
You think Nelson Mandela was involved with this?
Yeah. Hey, he can't count anyone out. We can't stop until the real killer is found.
What is the Mandela effect? I know what the idea is, but what do people think? Some people think he did, and some people he was in prison or not. Oh, people think he died in prison, right?
Well, I'm not exactly. Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what the phenomenon is, but I didn't know. I never knew why it was called the Mandela effect.
Yeah, because there's a bunch of people who just remember him dying in prison, and then I don't think, but he didn't. And then the Berenstain Bear one makes more sense to me.
The Berenstain Bear?
Yeah.
Which one?
Well, the whole thing of the Baron. All right, so the Mandela, the most famous example to me besides Mandela of the Mandela effect, which is basically that, like, a phenomenon when like a large chunk of the population seems to remember something one way.
Right.
When it's not apparently that way. And people, the Berenstain, I remember as the Berenstain Bears.
Me too.
But it's the Berenstain Bears.
Okay.
See, there you go. This is why it's been known.
I think I have. Oh, God.
This is why it's five. This is like a 10-year-old phenomenon. You said you're just realizing. Yeah, no, right?
I read all of these books.
Yeah.
I read. I know this.
Yeah.
that's creepy.
It is, right? You would have cut your hand off.
Why would they even gambling. Be called that? It makes so much more sense for them to be called. Maybe that's all the Mandela effect is.
It's just
when it doesn't make sense. It makes sense a different way.
You think it makes more sense for Mandela to die in jail than become president of South Africa? I mean, at the very least, I say this as a subjective opinion.
Look, you don't know all my politics. No, but who would name an imaginary family of bears a Berenstain Bears?
Apparently the man who wrote them, or woman, I don't know. Maybe a woman wrote them. But yeah, it's like, no. I mean, I feel like people are out there, most people are probably like, yeah, what are you going to talk about next? Is the dress blue or gold?
Yeah.
You know, that's how old this fucking thing is.
Yeah.
But no, but like, yeah, I mean, but Lucy's mind is, because that's the thing. People think they know what the Mandela effect is, and they blow it off. But now you're realizing that we're part of, like, you know, I guess a simulation or some kind of a sex game.
Yeah.
Like sex, like some kind of like virtual reality porn.
I gotta say, that freaked me the fuck out. It still doesn't seem like that big of a deal.
What, the Berenstain? Well,
it makes sense that some people would breed it as the Berenstain Bears.
No, sure, people aren't like doing terrorism over it.
Yeah.
I don't know what you thought, but what do you mean by big deal or not? It's just more like, wow, this is trippy.
Right.
It's the kind of thing you do when you're high, right? You talk about that.
Yeah.
And it's not like, you know, it's not, if we fix that, Gaza's not going to be better.
Right.
It's not like Gaza's happening.
Yeah. The first guy who ever explained, I guess the reason I'm having this existential crisis is because the first guy who ever explained the Mandela effect to me was like convinced that it did indicate something nefarious, like that it was like, It was about reprogramming the population intentionally, basically.
Oh, okay.
Which I think is a version of it. I don't know.
Sure. Well, I mean, what's more, to what end?
Yeah, right. Just.
I mean, it seems like the least important. Useful? It seems like, especially like America, which I don't think everything's about America, but a lot of, you know, we for the 20th century we were the big boy. And I feel like Mandela wasn't that big a deal to us. Mm. It was a big deal. They had a concert, right, for South Africa.
Yeah.
People knew who he was. But it wasn't like, hey, like, if we can convince them Mandela died in jail, then people, whatever.
Yeah.
They keep eating their Slim Jims and their cheeseburger Big Bites, right? And their Slurps. Everything at 7-Eleven they eat.
Yeah, it's like, it would seem more concerning to me if anyone, like, are any of these people who thought he died in jail in South Africa? Like, or is it just Americans who weren't that paying that close attention to
him? I want to start a thing. It's called the Feldman effect. And is that, you know, Corey Feldman used to be Chinese? He's no longer Chinese.
He did?
Yeah, well, I'm going to lie about it.
Oh, okay, yeah. No, that's good, yeah.
You can, I want to get it going. And see if I can get it going. If Corey Feldman, who used to be a great child and young adult actor, and then he's gotten a little crazy.
Mm.
But he used to be a Chinese man.
Yeah.
And now he's no longer a Chinese man. How do I get this working? How do I make money off of this? How do I get a pyramid scheme or some kind of NFT? Can I make an NFT? Like, you know, can I get an Asian artist to commission them to make a Chinese rendition of Corey Feldman in one of those movies, in the Goonies?
deepfake.
Well, I think deepfake requires you to do something, though. you can't just say deepfake. Hey, deepfake, he's Chinese. It doesn't work that way. hey, deepfake, your husband's dead. What? Just kidding. I said deepfake first.
Any other thoughts on O.J. Simpson?
Should we? I mean, read about I got it? A ton. I mean, I'd love to have played football with him. his dream team was a crack. You know, I mean, look, those guys, I mean, they invented DNA. Like the idea, like Jurassic, here's an interesting question. Would Jurassic Park exist if it wasn't for the O.J. Simpson trial?
I'm not sure.
I'm sure. But
was there actually like a huge leap forward in DNA?
There was it was probably the public's first awareness of DNA.
Hmm.
You know what's a weird thing though? I'll tell you a weird thing. I was saying, like, I'm just gonna break it down. That was a joke, because of course it would have been. The movie came out in 94. They couldn't have made that movie, you know, in time for it to be inspired by the OJ trial. The trial wouldn't have happened yet. But that being said, so Jurassic Park is very much about DNA, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cloning the dinosaurs, Mr. DNA. And then you have the O.J. Simpson trial, which is all about DNA. It seems like there might have been some agenda to get us into DNA.
Mm.
I don't know why, but it became a very popular thing in that year or two. Everything was about DNA.
That's a good
observation. I'm not saying I have the answers, but I think Neil deGrasse Tyson, you know, we should ask him. There's a scientist. Let's ask him.
Why do you guys want us to love DNA so much?
Right. Like, why, you know, this woman died just so like we can learn DNA?
Mm.
It seems like a movie tie-in or something.
What if all of it? Okay.
Yeah.
Here's a great thing we could spread.
Sure.
DNA. DNA is fake.
I mean, maybe it is. I mean, the idea that this is one chain, amino acid chain.
Let's just put that out there.
I mean, look, what's more crazy, flat Earth or DNA?
Mm.
DNA is like this winding. Look up what DNA is. It's dinonucleic acid. It's deoxyribonucleic acid, abbreviated DNA. It's the molecule that carries genetic information for the development and function of an organism. Now, I thought that there's all sorts of genes.
Are
there 26 genes? More.
I thought that's chromosomes.
Maybe you're right. There's all sorts of genes. So it's different types of DNA. Yeah, look how colorful it is. It looks like a spaghetti spiral. It's made up.
Supposedly, the guys who discovered it while they were on acid.
Oh, freaking and Watson?
So we can, you know.
Were they really on acid?
When was
DNA discovered?
Let's see if that's true.
I thought it got discovered earlier than that. Like, or like, at least conceptualized. Is it Watson and Frick?
So, yeah, I think so. Discovered.
Where Watson and Thick and on acid when they discovered writing crazy stuff. Crick. No, it seems like a spurious lie you've made up.
Nobel Prize genius Crick was high on LSD when he discovered the secret of life.
All right, they're making it sound like he no, well, whatever.
Yeah, the Nobel Prize winning father in modern eugenics was under the influence of LSD when he first deduced the double helix structure of DNA nearly 50 years ago.
Yeah, because he made it up.
or because he was the weaker of the pair.
Yeah. Like, no, but just
Watson was really doing all the work.
Yeah, he's just like, oh, shit. I'm seeing double. No, it's double helix. Right, we should get some double down burgers. It's a chicken sandwich, first of all. You're not even helping. Just sit down. Yeah, I think that genetics probably exists to some extent.
Mm.
I think that it's possible that our parents give us, you know, some kind of genetic information, but I think DNA is a myth. I think it's a lie. I think it's some kind of like it's like a Pokemon situation. It's just like, oh, there's all these different genes. Like, honestly, doesn't it seem weird to you? Oh, we've mapped the genome. Oh, all these genes do these different things. This is what Pokemon do. I think they think we're stupid. I think they think we're weak. I think they think they can tell us anything and we'll believe it.
Mm.
DNA is just, it's a fairy tale. So we stop asking about, you know, what DuPont chemicals up to?
Mm.
Who are they molesting? Right?
Yeah.
Where are they dropping their bombs?
True.
Right?
Yeah, that's great.
Hey, what why are we why isn't Corey Feldman Chinese anymore? Here's DNA.
If DNA is real, then how come Corey Feldman used to be Chinese?
Yes. That's no one wants to answer those questions because they all saw 9/11 happen and they were like, wow, that could be me. I better act right. I better stop asking questions. I saw that. I'm like, what are they going to do? Do it twice? And they did. But I mean, but they conceptually twice. And they didn't. That's a weird thing. There was one 9/11. Mm. And then there's the shoe thing.
Right.
You realize that there was the 9/11. I mean, if you count America, not the world. Like, the physical space of America. The world had like September 7th. They're always on dates, right?
Yeah.
July 7th.
These horrible things always happen on dates.
7/7, 10/7, right? It's like always a day. It's never like May 19th.
I saw, that's a great point. They started, they did start applying a date to everything recently. Like, I saw an article recently that tried to make the date of the Oklahoma City bombing happen. But I've never heard it referred to as the date.
But you can't remember the date, even when they said it.
I've always heard it referred to as the Oklahoma City bombing.
For all I know, that shit could have happened in March.
But they're like, but there was some article that was like the road to April 19th.
Oh,
like
wasn't, is that what I said? Are you just being impressionable?
Maybe I'm being impressionable, but okay. I think it was like April or something.
Wow. If I called that out, that would tell you something.
Yeah.
Look, why would they fake DNA?
Yeah. April 19th.
Is that what I just said?
Maybe. I'm not sure.
You don't listen to my talk. Wow. I think I did say April 19th. Or did I say 22nd?
I'm not sure.
I'm not going to check. I'm going to assume it's the 19th. I have power. All right. I'm not a mentalist, right? I'm not one of these tools. We're like, what number are you thinking of? I don't care. I care about, why are they giving us this DNA business? I mean, there is definitely a implied like logic of like, we want people to feel like we got it all wrapped up.
Mm.
No, we know what the genome is and we're looking at all the genes and this rat poison doesn't do anything. It's fine. No. Give it to your kid. Right. Like, if a lot of industrial, like, stuff, fluoride is in the drinking water. What does it do? I don't know. Is it bad for you? Some people think so. Some people think it fixes your teeth. But you know where it comes from? It's like an industrial byproduct of, I forget what, water cell, something. No, it was something. But point is, now if somebody goes, hey, we got this industrial waste. That's good for your teeth. I don't know, man. You seem like you're a guy who makes industrial waste. But you go, oh, no, but also I've mapped his genomes. Then you're like, oh, this guy seems like he at least has a hobby. He's into this, the body, right? Hey, we've mapped the genome over here. I know where all the genes go. Well, now you're more willing to drink his weird fluoride.
Right, it's industrial waste.
Yes.
And, yeah.
It's the same reason the guy wears a bow tie, right? When he's really just some, like, the guy who murdered Jack Kennedy. He's wearing a bow tie. He's probably in one of these army videos, mm-hmm. telling you how to like to. I'm losing the thread here.
No, I get it. Yeah, like they gotta pose as like experts in everything,
right?
So that they,
So that's your motive. That's why DNA would be not a thing. Now, I'm saying, why would you put this into a movie like Jurassic Park? You couldn't have done Jurassic Park and just have it be like, hey, where these dinosaurs came from? I found them. Don't worry about it. What, you want to open your dinosaur park? I already got it. I got all the dinosaurs. Don't worry. I found the eggs. They're mine. I bought the island. Wait.
I have a dinosaur park, and what you're interested in is how I got the dinosaurs?
Yeah.
Why don't you just come to the park and enjoy yourself?
Right. Why did everyone got to be like, well, where do I get my own? No, you don't get your own. You come to the park. These kids could have been written into the script, but instead they made up DNA. Like, hey, I mean, honestly, it does seem crazy that we find. I mean, look, I get a fly, a mosquito could bite a dinosaur's ass, right? And then while it still has its blood and it pumping through its mouth, it immediately lands in amber or in sap, and that sap turns to amber. And that happened just thousands of times perfectly. I mean, I know there's a lot of things in life. One of the things they teach you in school is how many things there are. And there's tons of flies and mosquitoes. So I guess it could have happened. But it just seems weird. It's just like, we have one of every dinosaur. Because all these mosquitoes were landing in sap as soon as they bit a dinosaur in the ass.
Oh, yeah. Every biology teacher loves to tell you about how easily bugs could take over the world if they, you know, weren't morons.
Then why haven't they? Right. But they are morons. I think being a bug makes you a moron.
Yeah.
And they want to take that away. These are the people, though. These biology teachers are the ones who are complicit in this DNA shit. Oh, Bo, you know, you're really not much better than a bug. By the way, can I interest you in this DNA book? Where you're going to learn how we're going to frame you for murder? I mean, it's how they keep getting these killers, right?
Yeah.
This 23andMe shit? Because they tell you, you send a letter in and go, hey, who's my dad? You know, this guy. And they go, oh, by the way, now we have you for murder. We have your uncle, right? That's what usually happens. Usually some slob uncle who hasn't been paying, giving gifts.
Right.
Always give gifts to the kids. Or else they'll rat you out.
Imagine giving your nephew a 23andMe subscription.
What is a subscription? You pay for the thing.
I don't know what you say. A 23andMe kit for his birthday, and then you end up getting arrested for.
I mean, that's on you.
Yeah.
I don't think they sell it as a kid's gift. Mm. I think it's just more like, hey, I want to do 23andMe. Oh, cool. give us your credit card. We'll send you a packet, and you use it. It's not really framed as a gift. It's like a swab.
I would want it to be a gift. I would want it to be come in a little box.
Sir, it doesn't. It's not. I just want you to know. I mean, how old's your nephew? Because it's not like a gift box. It doesn't have like dinosaurs on it. It doesn't say like, you know. It's not cool. It just kind of looks like a rape kit, but it goes in your mouth.
Right.
I guess they can do well. Whatever. I'm not gonna get into that. I'm a salesman. But yeah, I mean, if you want to buy it, we'll sell it to you.
I'm just imagining like a mall. I'm imagining like a mall Santa giving out free 23andMe kits.
Your DNA is real. Yes, yeah, Santa. Okay. I mean, I would love. Why? Look, even if it is real, why did we accept it, but we didn't accept the pandemic stuff?
You really want to keep going hard on this DNA isn't real?
No, anymore. I'm just saying, if that can be fake, why isn't DNA? I mean, DNA sounds ridiculous.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it does sound crazy.
They've been saying it for a long time. It's like kind of like the way like people shit on Scientology. You go, why are you shit on the Bible? It's like, well, I've been just saying that longer. But you're making, or even the Mormons, your thing starts in like 1850. It just seems weirder that like, you know, it'd be a thing. And it's kind of like that. It's like they've been saying DNA for a long time. The word DNA. So people just kind of accept it because the OJ trial.
Yeah, I mean, I could see a situation where maybe like DNA is real-ish, but it's not nearly as conclusive as they make it out to be. But it gives you just enough leverage to like, you know, railroad somebody.
Why would you start off with the world is flat and not like DNA's? I mean, like it seems like a much harder thing. Oh, we didn't go to the moon and the world is flat, but like DNA's real.
Mm.
Seems odd. So I'm just saying.
Yeah, like that's the thing they're actually using to control you.
What,
if anything? Is DNA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Telling you who Kim Kardashian's parents are.
Right.
Who my dad is. All this stuff.
Telling you who you're related to. Telling activists that they're related to slave owners.
Oh, yeah. And they'll be like, well, like, you know, is it possible that, like, Thomas Jefferson did this and this with slaves? And, you know, and they say no because they, whatever, you know. They try to use it to exonerate people.
Yeah.
But Thomas Jefferson did everything they say.
Yeah.
It's a terrible man.
It's a real... disgusting freak.
Hey, we found links between Galileo and Screech.
Right, yeah, just trying to degrade great men by relating them to Screech.
Yeah, who sadly died young.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, I don't think he would claim that he has some great life to envy.
Yeah.
He made some bad choices financially.
I think he would see the how dismal it would be for Galileo to move.
I don't think he would. Screech didn't seem like the most like guy I'd want to hang out with. I think he was a little bit like not delusional, but like self. Like he, you know, it's hard to be a child star and it all falls away, and then you try to keep it going.
Yeah,
desperate. But that being said, you know, fans lending him money, and then he just, you know, doesn't pay him back. It's kind of gross.
And then what did he do? Did he start doing porn or something?
He did some porn, but it wasn't good. No one liked it.
Yeah.
And just then he died. He got cancer or something. And so I don't. But that being, I do think if you asked him, hey, you think Galileo deserves to live like you? He'd be like, no. That guy. I mean, I'm not an educated man, but Galileo is one of the big ones, right? Big name. What did he discover? Gravity.
Galileo was the you know, that the Earth rotates around the sun.
I thought it was Copernicus.
But I think Galileo proved it more.
Right. Right. It was they always mix those two up.
I think Copernicus came first.
No, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Whatever. Who cares? It's not fucking my bottom line, is it?
It's not even real.
Yeah. The sun didn't exist. Shut up. What else we got going on? Japan has come out and said we have. What's going on with this story?
The Japanese prime minister came over and made a speech in front of Congress where he kind of called into question our confidence a little bit.
Our confidence?
Yeah.
Was he like a men's rights activist or whatever? Or was he a pickup artist? You all putting pussy on pedestal.
Those simps.
Yeah.
Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida asserted in an address to a joint meeting of Congress on Thursday that his country stands with the U.S. at a time when history is at a turning point. Kishida said the U.S. held a certain reputation decades ago that shaped the international order and championed freedom and democracy. You believe that freedom is the oxygen of humanity. The world needs the United States to continue playing this pivotal role in the affairs of nations. And yet, as we meet...
How about you take over? How about you... Why can't you handle it?
Yeah.
All right, you sneak attacked us. I mean, you got the nukes. Whatever. It was kind of a draw, I guess. We won the war, but like, you know, you did very well in the 80s, right? If you read any science fiction in the 80s, you guys were going to be the thing, and didn't quite work out like that because China, I guess.
Hmm.
But still, Japan's, and they're telling us, why about you handle it?
Yeah.
I mean, do they have an army? I know for a long time we wouldn't let them.
I think we kind of eased up on that, but yeah.
That should have been your cue.
In the 90s.
That should have been your cue that we don't care anymore.
Right.
Hey, remember the whole thing where we'll protect you, but you can't like have an arm. And we stopped doing that because we got fat. Right. America got fat. You believe that freedom is the oxygen of humanity. I have never heard that.
And yet, as we meet here today, I detect an undercurrent of self-doubt among some Americans about what your role in the world should be.
Oh, you want us to... Oh, wait, you want a more confident America.
Mm.
I don't know if Japan wants a more confident America. I don't know. I mean, we can get real confident. And I don't know if you remember.
I think they've seen how confident
I don't know if you remember the early 2000s. Like, we were watching a lot of Scrubs back then. That show Scrubs. Remember?
Yeah.
And Blink-182. And you also... And we're bombing Iraq for no reason. And then just invading it, and then Afghanistan for 20 years. Mm. Remember that? That's it. We're torturing people.
Yeah.
Remember?
Oh, I thought you were going back even further.
Oh, well, you can.
When you know Japan experienced a little bit of American confidence.
With the nukes, you mean?
Yeah.
We brought it up. Yeah. Imagine if I brought it up twice in the conversation. And again, I hate to bring it up twice with the nukes.
Oh, I thought you were bringing up Pearl Harbor before.
No, and then the nukes kind of evened out.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true.
No, but it'd be really indelicate if, like, if Biden got up there and just five times referenced we knew Japan. Look, when we get confident, we drop bombs in Japan.
Maybe this is one of those. Maybe this is one of the guys who liked him.
Look, I mean, I'm not saying he's wrong. It's just, it's kind of like, but why does he want Biden? I mean, is it a shot at Biden?
I'm not sure. I mean, I mean, it seems like we're sending a lot of weapons to Israel, you know, sure. So that they can bomb Gaza with them.
Doesn't seem confident.
Yeah.
Do they say we need to, like, you know, stand up to Israel?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. Why don't you mind your business, Japan? Why don't you mind your goddamn business? Look, it's kind of, it's like a little brother syndrome.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't like America, but you can't talk about it. Who asked him? I mean, honestly, who asked this guy? What is this thing? Is the UN thing? Yeah, but we don't have, the UN doesn't have, like, hey, what do you think of America Day?
No, this is in Congress.
Oh, it's in Congress. All right, that's a dick. I mean, honestly, if you go to Japan and you don't bring, like, and you go to someone's house and you don't bring them the right kind of orange, they get offended. You know, if you don't bow a certain way or call them senpai or whatever, or shit, right, san, you say san instead of kun, or kun instead of, like, you know, Lucy Kun or whatever. I forget there's grammatical things. They get very offended if you don't use the right one.
Yeah.
Which is their prerogative. But they think they can just come to Congress. Hey, we're going to invite you to Congress. Hey, you guys really, you guys suck. You used to be great, now you suck. I'm saying this for your own good.
Yeah, I thought you were supposed to give us a chrysanthemum.
Right.
And a sword.
Yeah. Maybe he did.
Our gifts?
Yeah, maybe he also did that. But I feel like it ruins the gift if you also say, by the way, you have a drinking problem. you don't go and, like, bring your mom, like, a fucking, like a nice, like, nice egg, like a porcelain egg, right? Something nice, Yankee Candle Company, one of those scented candles.
Right.
Those $100 ones. Yeah, you'll go. Sure. You know, show up at your mom's on your birthday and give her a Yankee Candle, and say, "Hey, stop drinking so much. you really letting yourself go there with the drinking. You almost hit a kid, my kid.
Mm.
You leave that for the day after the birthday. What are these jerks?"
Kushida said that this is happening when the world is at history's turning point, and freedom and democracy are currently under threat around the globe.
I feel like it was a while ago. I think it already turned. Whatever, we're going.
Climate change is causing natural disasters. Enough. We're not going to do anything.
Go plant a tree. Give us a bunch of bonsai trees. We'll plant them.
A confident America doesn't do anything about climate change.
Right. This is what confidence is. A confident
America, you know, shoves it off onto the Chinese to deal with.
Yeah, and we fuck you know, women or men. We have sex. We have orgies.
Yeah.
I don't know.
climate change is causing natural disasters, and technology such as artificial intelligence is advancing.
What? Wait, what did you say?
Where are your robot girlfriends?
Wait, what did you say?
Repeat that? Technology such as artificial intelligence is advancing.
So you're saying it's like a universally bad thing. I mean, I agree, but, like, you know, it doesn't seem like something you can bring up at Congress. Anyway, and AI is doing pretty good. What's your point?
Yeah, Bitcoin looking really nice.
And what's these non fungible tokens? I lost a lot of money. I bought a Bored Ape, and now it's dropping in value.
Mr. Beast is doing all kinds of things on his channel.
He's kind of always comes to, like, my country and buys people wells.
Have you seen some of the sets Mr. Beast builds?
It's insane.
For his videos? I gotta say, they're impressive.
He seems like a sociopath, though. He seems like a real problem of a person. I think I'm much more worried about him than any politician.
Candace Owens and Ben Shapiro are fighting.
Yeah.
This is a crazy time in the world.
This guy's a real jerk. So whatever.
He's just saying stuff. He's kind of just saying stuff here.
You can say whatever you want. What's your plan? Thanks. What's your plan?
Yeah.
Japan. Is there anything else here?
Japan.
Did they say, that being said, I'd love to take you home tonight? They're just nagging us. You know, that being said, I could, if you don't tell anybody, I would let you go down on me.
He continued, I am here to stay. I am here. He continued, I am here to say that Japan is already standing shoulder to shoulder with the United States. You are not alone. We are with you.
I don't think that helps us.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like if we go to war with China, for instance, I mean, like, is Japan going to be helpful? They're right there. You know what I mean? It's like France and the Nazis. Japan, I hope, come on, realistically. We need to be allies with, like, Norway. Or, like, Australia or New Zealand.
Mm.
So much further away.
Yeah. That's
a further away. You don't think so?
I mean, Norway, you think Norway's gonna...
No, they're useless. Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, you know, but I'm just... Well, maybe, look, I guess if you're at war with a country, having a country that's closer, like Britain in World War II was good. They take the brunt of it. Mm. That's how we keep going. That's America's whole gimmick. It's just like, you're closer. You're closer. We'll give you weapons. We'll sell them to you.
Yeah.
Sell them. Yeah. We'll work it out. You'll owe us. All right. And then after a while, and once they've kind of like fought each other for a while, you come in like the big Yankee Candle salesman, and start dropping nukes.
That's right.
I love Japan, but this makes no sense to me. Well, moving on.
Next story.
Again, is there anything else to
do? I don't know, but probably not.
Did Mike Pence say anything? Did any of these Republicans bring it, like open their mouths for this? Yeah. You know, they booed Biden during the State of the Union when he's like, I gave kids food. They're like, what's in the food? And this guy's like, your country's shit. And they're like, yeah, you're right. They should have been booing them. Get out of here. Take your oranges. Your chrysanthemums.
This is an interesting paragraph. He said, we arrived in the fall of 1963, and for several years, my family lived like Americans. My father would take...
That's so racist.
My father would take the subway to Manhattan, where he worked as a trade official. We rooted for the Mets. And
if I went to Japan, so going, I lived like Japanese people. You act like
they wouldn't like that.
They wouldn't like that at all, would they? I went to Fujitsu Stadium. I went to the place where Dragon Ball Z happened. They would lose their fucking mind.
And we ate hot dogs at Coney Island.
Enough.
Hacks.
Yeah, well, get out of here. Why don't you go have a grace papaya while you're at it? That would you.
If he said he went to Randazzo's.
Don't tell people about Randazzo's. Keep that. No, this is a very good clam. Mm. I don't want to see one I'm gatekeeping. What's it called?
Which one?
Randazzo's. Give him a plug at least.
Yeah.
Go to Randazzo's. Hey, sir. Why didn't you go? This is some guy. Why didn't you go to Randazzo's Clown Bar? It's not that far from Coney Island. I didn't know. It was around a long time, 100 years.
But we tried to go in, but I don't want to slander Randazzo's like that.
No, I mean, every time we go there, they let us in. Yeah. And they fed us, even very late.
Yeah.
So don't try to pull that shit. Oh, we tried. It was busy. I don't think so. I've gone very late. They served us. Stupid Coney Island hot dog asshole. What was it? Thursday's address also marked the first joint meeting with a foreign leader since Speaker Mike Johnson took the gavel. Oh, did he do a good job? Did he gavel? Did he hit the hammer? Cares. They're acting like, they piss and shit himself? Why is that a thing? Whatever, move on. What else you got?
This story is kind of a spooky story. Wisconsin woman and Slender Man stabbing will remain in psychiatric hospital after release petition denied.
You kind of mumbled that. A Slender Man stabbing?
Slender Man stabbing.
What does that mean? What's a Slender Man stabbing?
You don't know what a classic Slender Man stabbing is?
No, please. It's not like a Coney Island hot dog.
You know what the Slender Man is, right?
I remember that there was this video game called Slender Man, and the kids were like supposedly killing themselves because of it, or other people.
Oh, was it a video game? I thought it was a meme.
I think it was both. I think it was a bunch of stuff.
It was like one of those creepypasta things that there's a Slender Man. I don't know
what creepypasta means. Yeah. Creepypasta.
Like kind of little, like not really fully fleshed out stories, but like little kind of, scary stories.
Okay.
That kids circulate around the internet.
So it's like just some guy raped a kid. Creepypasta. Terrible.
It's like a little snack.
It doesn't
really make sense because pasta isn't a snack. It's more of like it's a meal. It
shouldn't be a snack. Yeah. You have a weight problem if you do that. Yeah. It's kind of the problem though. It's like it shouldn't be. It's like hey, I love this describing what you do to children and the weak, violently, but we lose the story. I just want you to tell me like this. Oh, this woman was. Yeah, murdered in the vagina, through the vagina.
But you don't think it's creepier if a girl killed another girl because the Slender Man told her to?
As opposed to what? Like she stole her Dr. Pepper lip balm. What do these kids do? Yeah. Look, no one likes the idea that like because people like to live in this narrative that like it's not again. It's one of the things that overlaps like. Quote unquote racism or whatever, but it's not. It's more core to that. But it sometimes comes out that way. People accuse you of being. It's like people are very comfortable going like, oh, like this kind of violence only happens in this neighborhood.
Mm.
Right? Like, oh, it happens in the ghetto or whatever, or these bad neighborhoods. Or like, you know, we move out to the suburbs, it won't happen. We know that's not true. And like, you know, it only happens in the cities, or it only happens in like, you know, whatever. People will like, when they're scared, they love to rationalize something.
Mm.
And there's nothing more unrationalizable than like my kid, you know, did because a phantom drawing told her to.
Right.
You can't move away from that.
Yeah.
You can't, you know, you can't make enough money to like send your kid to get lobotomized. like the Kennedy kid. Or, you know what I mean? It's one of those things you can't really. So that's why Slender Man is such a valuable property.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Thank you.
The Wisconsin woman who, at age 12, said she stabbed a sixth grade classmate nearly to death to please the online horror character Slender Man will stay in a psychiatric hospital after a local judge denied her request for release with conditions.
Why did she want to please Slender Man? What's so cool about him?
Well, he's a haunting. Yeah,
why do you want to please him?
He brainwashes you.
No, but he doesn't exist. You know, we know he doesn't exist. So she's not brainwashed by Slender Man. He's a fake thing.
Yeah, well, apparently.
Are you not sure? You think he might be real?
Well, he is very tall.
He's not anything. He's a drawing.
he's about 7 feet tall.
I'm just saying.
And you know, why, girls, you know, yeah, some girls go crazy.
It's always the pudgy little ones who want the tallest men.
Yeah.
Stop it. They're not going to use you as a basketball.
He's not going to let you ride him around like a pony.
Yeah.
I feel like on some level that's what they're imagining.
Yeah,
getting to ride him around like a like.
They just don't know anything. They read these stupid books like Twilight and where it's just like the tall. It's like Mad Libs. The tall man and the handsome man fought for the girl's affection.
Mm.
He was tall and he was handsome and you know.
Yeah,
that's all it is. These writers are too busy trying to flap their meat while they're writing these stupid YA porn books. They forget they don't use a thesaurus. So everyone just think of anything other descriptor except the height. Edward was a tall vampire. Cares. What's my point? But why would you want to please him? Is my point.
Because, I mean, look. Why do people write love letters to Ted Bundy?
They want to get their effect. But it's like it's like she didn't say I wanted him to fuck me, right?
Yeah.
Or fall in love with me. I wanted to please him. Like he was like she's some kind of Renfield character.
Yeah.
Like just serving Dracula. It just seems like a very servile way to be a killer. If you gotta kill people, how do you kill people? How do you kill a person and not even be like the driving force of your own weird, like you're not, self. It's like not self-aggrandizing. It's Slenderman aggrandizing. Right.
Yeah.
Like how do you kill someone for someone? It's.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
the whole point of killing someone is to feel powerful.
Well, look, I think some people think it's romantic to kill for.
Have you done this? Lucy, have you done a Slender Man killing?
For someone. No, but I could see, like, look, I could see.
He's very sympathetic.
I could not see doing this.
Sure. Okay.
But I could see.
Could you see yourself having done it already?
Having little fantasies, maybe, about me and Slender Man kind of frolicking through the night woods together. Like, you know.
So you want to fix Slender Man? You look at a phantom, a tall phantom, and you're like, I can fix him. Do you think, like, oh, I'll do this one killing, but then, like, you know, then I can convince them to do, like, you know, is that a net positive kind of situation?
Yeah, or, like, I'll try to only kill people who kind of deserve it, and then, like,
you know. So you're like the Dexter of the Slender Man universe.
Yeah.
Equally dumb. Equally as dumb.
In January, Morgan Geyser, now 21, requested early release, or whatever, the scale tips in favor of the public, and it tips the way by clear and convincing evidence, Boren said, citing the standard under Wisconsin law.
So the person who killed someone because the Slender Man is not going to get released. That's the end of that's the story?
Yeah, she's not getting released.
Good. I think they nailed this one. No, don't let her go.
Okay, here's a little bit of the backstory. Geyser and Anissa Wire were 12 in 2014 when they lured Peyton Leutner to Waukesha Park after a sleepover. Guys are stabbed Lotner repeatedly while Wire egged her on. Wow. These girls are nasty.
Yeah, no, no. These are terrible girls.
Yeah.
I would not. No, don't let them out. They're stupid. They're not even cool. I mean, it wouldn't be cool to kill someone, but, like, it's so much less cool to be like, oh, a ghost may just do it.
Yeah.
I have no respect for ghosts. I don't understand why people are afraid of ghosts. Like, even if they're real, like, if they're not, but even if they were, it's like, all right, well, you're a ghost. What are you going to do, open my window?
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah, the idea that a ghost can convince you to do anything.
Oh, it's creaking. So what? I'm pissing. Who cares? Oh, when I go to the bathroom at night and piss, it creaks. Checkmate. Fucking ghosts. Stupid. I'm sick of them. Sorry, I know you're very into ghosts.
I wouldn't say I'm really into ghosts, but you know, I could see it. I could probably, of all the supernatural things, I could probably see ghosts the most. Like, yeah.
I'm trying to do a little rhyme here.
When people tell me their ghost stories, yeah, like their stories about seeing a ghost, I often find them like semi-believable. Like, even though I've never seen a ghost.
No. Have you seen DNA?
You've never seen a ghost.
No, I've never seen DNA or ghosts. Good point.
And you would have seen a ghost by now.
They would haunt me. I mean, I've been around a lot of dead people.
Yeah.
Brutally murdered people. I'm not going to describe them because I have respect for the dead. Maybe that's why they don't screw with me, because I have respect for the dead.
Mm.
You know? I don't describe dead, you know, murdered victims to people on the radio.
Right.
I'm not like, oh, this happened. Whatever. Very vague.
Yeah.
I'm not giving you people's names. I'm not upsetting the dead. you people just run fast and loose.
Did you ever want a ghost to maybe? Did you ever want to maybe see?
No,
a ghost?
No, I don't know why you'd want to be friends of a ghost. why don't you be friends of like a baseball player, or a guy in the circus, anything, a historian, all these things you can fantasize about, and everyone just keeps writing stories about ghosts and vampires and stupid ghouls. why? I'm gonna start writing YA novels for women or young girls. Whoever reads YA novels. And it's just going to be like, I met a guy, my own age-appropriate guy, who's really into history. And we started talking about history a lot. And I pretend to like history to get close to him. And then at some point he realized that I didn't know anything about the Roman Empire, and he ghosted me. he told me to kick rocks, bitch. The end.
That's great.
Yeah. Well, remember, people out there, if you don't want ghosts to haunt you, you should really sign up for the Comp Patreon. We have a Patreon. It's full of ghost warnings.
It has all kinds of treats on it now.
You want ghost warnings? I can start. If you'll sign up, I'll start doing ghost warnings. Hey, don't do this, you get ghosts.
Mm.
Hey, don't do that, you get ghosts. Hey, don't eat pepper, you get ghosts. You know?
Mm-hmm. Okay, ghosts. It'll give you ghosts.
So anyway, you sign up for that. You also what you get is an extra episode of Comp every week for $5 a month. You get an extra episode every week. It's $5, four episodes. It's a good deal.
It's pretty good.
It's a good deal. You're going to get ghosts. No DNA. So you can do that if you want. Enjoy that. If not, thanks for tuning in. You can like and subscribe. You can tell your Slenderman about us if you want.
Yeah, look, if you want to be friends with Slenderman, you can do it without killing people.
Yeah, just how about you be friends with the ghost of Comp Podcast being successful? and because there's a ghost who wants Comp, Slenderman really wants Comp to be a big podcast. So start telling everyone about, you know, that'll please Slenderman. Splenderman.
Splenderman.
All right, thank you.